It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 90.5 WESA is proud to introduce a new multimedia series. Every week, we'll profile someone in our region that is making a difference in people's communities as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates. Randy Gilson has played a significant role in revitalizing the north side of Pittsburgh with his creation of Randyland. If you were strolling down Arch Avenue on the north side, you'd be hard-pressed to miss it, a whimsical-looking building with a 40-foot-high mural of brilliantly colored butterflies, ladybugs, dinosaurs, and more. It's Randyland, and it all started a little over 30 years ago when Randy Gilson moved into the neighborhood.
And I just fell in love with the architecture, but I noticed that it was rough over here. A lot of empty lots, a lot of garbage, a lot of vacant houses, a lot of nice houses, but nobody picking up the weeds or the litter.
So Randy dipped into his savings from his part-time job as a waiter and started cleaning up the neighborhood.
I had $1,000, so I decided, well, take the $1,000 and buy whiskey barrels. And I did that and put them in front of all the empty houses with shrubbery and flowers. And magic happened.
Years later, that magic happened again when he took out a loan and purchased a dilapidated, abandoned building, turning it into his creative expression of art, now known as Randyland.
By doing street art, you know, 30 blocks of art gardens, 800 gardens, 50 vegetable gardens, and 8 parks, taught me to recycle paint, recycle wood. So I started taking this big building and turning it into a giant exterior art gallery.
And everyone in the neighborhood agrees. Randyland has made a major impact on the north side.
I think what he's done is he's created such a great statement about how we care about our houses, how we care about this architecture, how important it is to maintain sort of the face of your place.
That's Randy's neighbor, Maggie Connor. She can't imagine the neighborhood without Randy's effervescent personality. Greg and Leland Gunther work construction on other buildings on the north side and have known Randy for years.
I couldn't tell you how many hundreds and hundreds of people we've seen stop by Randyland just to, you know, as a photo op.
Oh, this guy's wild. And he's got an imagination, and actually we're impressed at his buildings and what he's done to them, the detail that he puts into every little project.
So who inspired Randy? His mom. She raised 6 children as a single mother, sometimes homeless, many times scraping for food. But that adversity taught Randy many valuable life lessons.
She taught her kids that no matter how many people there were ahead of you, there was tenfold behind you, that to embrace that.
Children also inspire Randy. He says they give him purpose.
They gave me so much purpose. They were really my first friends here. I called them my garden guards, these kids. They came in and helped me with the gardens all the time. And it really taught me that I have so much more to give. If you do more for others, you find that you do more for yourself. And that's the story of Randyland.
If you know someone who deserves recognition, nominate them to be featured at wesa.fm/difference.
90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. It is supported by UPMC.